an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. I'm going to talk about Joe Millionaire in a while. Clyde Lewis with News at Ground Zero, about an hour away from Tom Likas, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry program. We'll talk to Gabe here in a few minutes to find out, get to the bottom of this business of the threesome this weekend. It's all this, it's turning all this drama. All right. So we got a few people who want to comment. We had the How Chicks Think. Where did it go? How Chicks Think. And the question was, does every woman have her price? Is there a dollar amount at which any woman will sleep with you? And Jolie gave that answer of, well, of course, for most women, but not me or any of my friends. It's that whole, you know, most women are hoes, but not me and any of my friends. And so Jolie and Sarah Bull, to be fair, Jolie and Sarah Bull said that even for $1 million cold hard cash laying in a satchel in front of them, they wouldn't do a guy that they hated or that they found uglier. Or whatever. Which is, of course, a lie. I'm saying, from my vantage point, it seems like a lie.
If I wasn't committed and I needed money...
No, if you were single. That's the given, if you were single. No, as you are
okay,
today...
Okay, I'm not going to lie. You know, there's always a possibility.
As you are right now today, but, you know, single.
Well, you know, there's always the possibility of something.
The possibility means yes. That means yes, but you don't want to admit it. Are you still sticking to your lie?
Yeah. Consequences, man.
No. What are consequences? Oh, the taxes are good. What are consequences? What consequences?
The taxes of being a millionaire, Jolie.
You do get the taxes.
You do the guy, you go home. He's a guy. He's not going to call you.
I could have a baby.
I'm talking about serious protection.
Hold on. You have those consequences every time you sleep with a guy. This is for $1 million, too. You have those consequences every time you sleep with a guy.
Yeah, but I sleep with a guy that I'm going to be with and I love.
I'm saying, I'm saying if you're single. I already said if you weren't married.
I am losing my faith.
Yeah, but I do.
Because by that rationale, you'd never have sex. By that rationale, if you were married, you'd never have sex.
But what if I get pregnant?
No, but see...
Yes?
Okay, I don't sleep with a guy for money, first. Second,
well, no, because nobody offers you money, probably.
And I don't love, so if I love the guy, then
I'm
going to be with
the guy. You've loved every guy you've ever slept with?
Yes.
Oh, that's a lie. You've never slept with a guy you weren't in love with.
Did you think you loved him and then found out that they're a jerk?
You've never slept with a guy you weren't in love with.
No.
She said she slept with guys that she thought she loved. Oh. So she couldn't have been...
Well, you can think you love anybody for, you know, 5-6 minutes. I forget that I said the 5 or 6 minutes part. 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. Gordon, what's up with you?
I just can't believe this. I mean, I've been a prostitute all my life. I can't believe some of the rotten jobs I've had. 35 cents an hour, 50 cents an hour.
That's what I'm saying. We're
would sleep with a guy for $1 million.
Completely. That's what I'm saying. We're
just think about the reality. $1 million.
Yeah.
I would do it.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sure I could voice tomorrow or gargle or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Here's the thing is we're all hoes. Sometimes it's not for sex, though. Sometimes it's for your job. Sometimes it's for, like I said, you go to a party, you kiss the boss's ass trying to get a promotion, then you're hoeing yourself. And you go and you do that. Do you ever do that? Like go to some activity you hated, like go to a cigar night with the boss or something because you want to get a promotion or a raise? That's totally, you're hoeing yourself. Doing something you don't want to do because you're hoping you get a little something on the
other
side.
That's true. You might as well get paid for it, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're all whores. So, and you'd sleep with a guy for $1 million, and I think everybody in this building probably would because, yeah, then buy my own island and put up a fortified fence and, you know, do my show from my basement then. So, what I'm saying, $1 million in front of you, I'd probably cut off one of my feet with an axe for $1 million in front of me. I'm just, because I'm a guy. I'm totally pragmatic about it.
Well, I was going to say, it's not saying much that Gordon would do it because guys would basically do anything.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Guys.
Anyone.
Guys, it's like the guy, you know, there's nobody more manly than the Imus crew. Imus's crew, they're all like those real, like those East Coast, New York real guys. And that guy this morning is like, $250,000? Yeah, I'd do a guy. Because guys totally look at it as a cost-benefit analysis. You get out your slide rule, you're like, that'll work.
And we women, we pull in the feelings and emotions and,
oh,
God,
right. Yeah,
what is he
sure.
going to think?
That's true.
Clyde, you'd sleep with a guy for $100 million?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no one here. We'd all do it, except for Joe. And how perverse is that? That Jolie wouldn't do it, but Clyde and I would. Clyde and I would do a guy for $1 million. You wouldn't do it for $1 million.
I think Jolie's starting to falter.
I'm not.
Jesus.
No, I'm not.
All right. It's 1-800-727-5955. This could be a whole thing. Let's read one more here. Let's see. This is another one just saying, this is why it's why I get laid so infrequently, Rick. I don't understand how women think. So there's all of these emails about it. All right, we're going to... I'm just saying. Saying, your mouth says you wouldn't, but your eyes say you would, Jolie.
No, they're saying, I'm going to kill you.
Why are you killing me? I just asked you a question. You're sticking to your, you know?
I'm serious.
Okay. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
207, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by America One Financial, where they offer no upfront fees and a free appraisal with your mortgage. Call 503-699-5272, 503-699-5272. America One, your neighborhood lender. Max back in business. After a car hit it, apparently ran a red light at the intersection of MLK and Holiday. One person was injured that put a halt to Mac service for about an hour, and now everything is fine. Microsoft officially released Windows Media 9 today. It's software that plays audio and video over the Internet. It also announced the release of its Plus Digital Media Edition, a package of photo, music, and special effects technology for Windows XP users. Then the world's most popular video game gadget just got a tune-up. Nintendo has introduced the latest of its Game Boy line. The Game Boy Advance SP is aimed at adult gamers. The handheld toy is about as big as a wallet, weighs about 5 ounces. Say, kids, mom and dad may have to take out a second mortgage to take you to Disneyland. Their admission rates are skyrocketing.
Disneyland and Disney's California Adventure have raised their prices to $47 for guests age 10 and up.
Jesus.
And $37 for guests age 3 to 9.
That's Disney spokesman James McKintock.
And not only that, you know, Disneyland, where the entire family can enjoy a day of fun for slightly less than $4,000. It wouldn't be so bad if Disneyland didn't suck so badly. And I can say this, because I was there a couple years ago. I went there. I hadn't been to Disneyland since I was about 13. And we, Laura and I went in like 2000, I think, Christmas 2000. Like, we were in San Diego for Christmas, and for the end of December anyway. And we went to Disneyland, and man, it blew. It was awful. The only good thing they have at Disneyland now is the Indiana Jones ride, because the problem is that the Disneyland just hasn't... They haven't kept up the technology. It's like they got to a certain point. It's like, we got your Jungle Ride and your Matterhorn, and then that's it. That they just haven't advanced. The technology of the rides and the attractions at Disneyland is still the same technology that was there in the late 70s. It's just not impressive. It's like when you go back and you play Pong, and you're like, okay, well, this is great when everything was Pong. But now we got the Metal Gear Solid, and you got the PlayStation 2, and you got the Xbox. Pong doesn't cut anymore, and everything at Disneyland is still Pong or Pac-Man or something. They got to step up and get with the now.
Well, Disney says it just costs more money to keep the happiest place on earth happy.
Please.
Basically, the cost of doing business and the fact that a great deal is being added to both parks.
Well, like we're supposed to feel sorry for Disney that it costs a lot. Like, I'm supposed to seriously believe that Disney doesn't have the money and petty cash laying around to buy something to fix up their park. Please, bite me.
Oh, kids, today, Avril Lavigne mispronounced one of the names of the Grammy nominees for Best Male Rock Vocal Performance. Listen.
For Best Male Rock Vocal Performance, the nominees are David Bowie, Chris Lowbrun.
I'm not even that ignorant. That is awful.
David Bowie.
She's so punk rock.
Oh my God.
She's so Canadian.
Shoot her now.
Jesus.
Put her out of her misery.
Bowie
now
turns 56 tomorrow, and Avril is sorry for the error.
Oops. I knew that was going to happen. I knew I was going to pronounce someone's name wrong.
You know, her mother should have put her in the tub and turned on the
killing comment.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know.
Yes, the dump button is flashing in here.
That. What is it with you? The last time you were on, I had to believe something about child killing. What is your problem? What is wrong with you?
She is just a stupid idiot.
David Bowie.
Bowie. Come on, man.
Maybe she puts more spikes on her wrist. She'll be hipper.
How many people on the internet? Do they hear this uncensored?
Yeah, they hear it on the internet. People on the internet get to hear your comments.
They probably think that I'm the most evil man on the planet.
They're all in Canada, where life is cheap anyway. Where Avril Lavigne is from. Where apparently they don't get... David Bowie. Even I knew of David Bowie. It when I was growing up in Kennahick. So, I mean, and that's, you know, Jesus. Oh, that just hurts. Don't lose that. Save that, though.
Oh, man.
File that away. I want to save that soundbite. Okay.
Well, it's going to be a nice day today anyway. Sunny skies. Well, it isn't, but it's supposed to be. Windy, too. Clear tonight. And tomorrow, sunny again. Tim Riley, the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
David Bowie! Oh, God. Okay, so later on, we're going to talk about the Joe Millionaire. And we got more. All these emails pointing for Jolie. So we'll bone down and we'll get rid of it. All right, so we're going to talk. We'll bring on Gabe here. Okay, so I've got email about Gabe, too. Now, Gabe, just for those who came in late, and let's give this recap previously on the Rick Emerson Show. This guy, Gabe, called us last week, said that a friend of his, long story short, friend's wife was hooking Gabe up with a threesome. And the threesome was the friend's cousin and the cousin's friend. So it wasn't the friend and it wasn't the friend's wife. It was some people they knew. Friend of a friend, basically. So hooked him up with these two girls. And so we talked about it on Thursday. We talked about it on Friday. It was supposed to happen Friday night. Apparently the threesome happened Saturday night. He called up Monday, gave us the blow-by-blow. Well, you know, the explanation of everything that went down on... Everything that happened on Saturday. But it sounded great. It sounded like a great time. And it ended, the best part of it, when he said that he made them, for the love of the show, he made them scream out, Rick and Matt. Oh, Rick, oh, Matt, at one point during the threesome. But then we got some people who had questions about it. So, anyway, let's bring on Gabe.
Gabe, what's
up with you, man? How you doing?
Nothing much. Hanging out.
All right, so we got some comments about the threesome. Now, I'm sure you probably heard this yesterday. I know at some point we're going to see some pictures of these girls. You said it might be a few days because you have to, what, do you work or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you're going to have to drop them by or whatever, you can scan them. But we got a couple guys who think that the threesome didn't happen because, and the biggest piece of evidence that they seem to have for this is that I think on Friday, and I don't have the tape in front of me, unfortunately, but on Friday, apparently, I had asked you what either the cousin or the friend looked like, and you said, well, looks like Pam Anderson. The friend looks like Pam Anderson. And then yesterday, when we were talking about the threesome, I said, well, what do they look like? And he said, well, they both look like Salma Hayek, kind of dark skin, dark hair. And so some people said, well, that clearly he's making it up because there's an inconsistency in the story.
Well, I hadn't seen one of the girls before. So, you know, I had no idea what she looked like. That's what the friend had told me that she looked like. And, you know, women are always changing their hair colors or sitting in tanning beds for hours upon hours.
Well, this is what we had said, because Sarah's hair is like, every 3 days, Sarah's got a new hair on top of her head, you know, it's just a different color. And plus, I had thought, correctly apparently, that you had seen the cousin, but you had never seen the cousin's friend. And so
never seen her.
Okay, so you were relying on secondhand information at that point.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now we've got this one, Rick. And this is the part where you said, P.S., I made them scream out Rick and Matt. Now, is that true, or is that just you stroking my ego there?
Oh, no, it's true, and I want to apologize to Clyde for leaving him out.
Okay, so this is what Gabe had told me in the email. It says, Rick, P.S., I made them scream out Rick and Matt in honor of the great show you guys have. Hope to tell you about it. So this guy, Atlas, emails me, and he says, hey, come on now. Would any guy involved in a threesome actually do that? Seriously, any guy in such a situation wouldn't be wanting the women to be screaming any name other than his own. He's the only guy there, right? It doesn't matter how loyal a listener he is. No male person in the middle of a threesome would have the presence of mind to have the girls scream out someone else's name. Rick, ask yourself, when faced with two sets of naked breasts and a tandem, what's going to be cruising through your medulla oblongata? Ergo, Gabe is pulling everyone's leg. Atlas. So he says that if you say that that's real, if you say that it's true that you had the girls scream out Rick and Matt, that he calls BS on that, that he says that it couldn't possibly have really happened.
Well, see, what I could do is have you guys are going to the Satyricon this weekend, right?
Yeah, we're gonna be there Saturday night about 9:30. The gig starts. Yeah.
See, I could just bring him down for you Saturday night, introduce you to him.
Oh, excellent. That
would be proof.
That would be the coolest thing ever. See, I was going to suggest, you know, is there any way we talk to one of the girls, have one of the girls call the show or something under a, maybe give a, you know, not, she doesn't have to use a real name, she doesn't want to. Because that would, see, if we could talk to one of the girls on the show, then we could have a little back and forth and, you know, kind of figure out.
They could fake a Rickgasm. They could just go, Rick.
Yeah, I think that had it done pretty frequently. That'd only be like about the 1,000th time in my life that had happened.
Right.
So what are they now? Is there any way that we could get either the cousin or the cousin's friend on the phone at some point?
We could. I could call them tonight and try and work it out.
See,
maybe they could call tomorrow.
Yeah. See, so if either the cousin or the cousin's friend, maybe talk to them tomorrow or sometime during the show, and then also then see people who are coming down to the Satyricon would be able to then meet them, and I could say, hey, look over there, it's the two chicks. It's true. Maybe get have the girls kiss or something for a little proof that it's they're willing to go the 9 yards and everything. See, I think that's gonna silence all the haters. Okay, it's gonna all the people out there doing hating. That's gonna shut them all down. That'll totally silence them.
They're all just jealous anyway.
Well, see, that's probably what it is. See, I think it's the guys are probably looking for any crack in the story because, there's always some people out there that got to begrudge another guy's good fortune. Most guys are with you on this. I got all this email that says, Gabe's my hero, Gabe's a god. But there's always a few people out there got to try to pull a brother down. It's like crabs in a bucket. You know what I mean? They don't want to let anybody else get out.
Take me down once, I'm up. But
yeah,
that's
see,
all.
That's what I'm saying. But see, you can rave is true. We'll meet the girls on Saturday. We'll have them, they'll verify that it's true. And then see, and plus, see, this is the best thing. You get the girls, either one of them to call the show, or if the, and or the girls come to the Satyricon, and we say, hey, there's Gabe the stud, here's the two chicks, and then the chicks are hot and everything, then you're going to be elevated to godhood in front of everybody at the Satyricon. Then you will be elevated to the status of hero in public among your brethren.
Nice. That'll work
See,
for me.
Like, just when you thought your life couldn't get any better. Do you know what I mean?
Make my ego shoot out the roof.
Seriously. And then we had a couple guys email yesterday and said that you're right. When you're in the threesome, you got to stop, take a few mental Polaroids, put it on a private reel in your head. So when you're old and impotent, 80 years old, sitting there whittling a stick on the front porch of the old folks' home, you got memories to look back on. So,
as you always say, mental note to self.
Seriously. So, completely. So talk to the girls, talk to the cousin and the cousin's friend. See if we can talk to either one or both of them maybe on the show tomorrow, Thursday, something like that. And then if they can come to the Satyricon, I think that'll seal the whole deal.
Will do.
All right, Gabe, you're the man. I'm going to put you on hold, by the way. And Sarah's going to get a contact number for you so we can get in touch if we need to. So you'll be disconnected from me, but Sarah or Clyde will get a contact number for you. That's Gabe. That's a threesome Gabe there. All right. It's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Rick, the subject line is Gabe's obsession. Rick, I just read your weblog entries discussing Gabe's... Oh, by the way, if you're not going to the weblog, you're missing out, because we update it pretty much every day. We try to do it every day anyway. So you're missing out. You go to rickemerson.com. We want to thank Denise at Redhead Web Design, by the way, for maintaining that. I just read your weblog entries discussing Gabe's threesome, and here's how this all strikes me. Whether Gabe is making this up or actually did have two women at once, or even a whole pack of women at once, the focal point of Gabe's desire really appears to be you. Doesn't it seem creepy to you that he claims to have had the women scream your name and Matt's during the action? Maybe at first glance you think this is some kind of cool and sexy homage, but what has to be in the mind of a guy for him to find the screaming of your name and his own sexual arousal to be a good combination?
That's a really good point.
Okay. Just wondering, Sandra. Well, let's not think about that. What is your ass laughing at? All right. Talk about Joe Millionaire when we get back. If you saw it, you have thoughts on it, we'll do that when we get back. Also, Clyde Lewis with news at Ground Zero coming up. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. And the Rick Emerson Show continues next. Here's Mike Ness and Social Distortion. Stay there. We will continue.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. News at Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis coming up in a few. We'll talk about Joe Millionaire, too. See, I'm getting all this Gabe mail. Tomorrow, join us when our guest will be Betsy. As well as Joan Embry from the San Diego Zoo. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Let's get Jay. You're on Hot Talk tonight, KFTK. What's up, G?
Once again, you've shocked me a little bit here. I just can't let you slide down the radio highway without pointing out that you said that you would have sex with a man for $1 million.
I think we've now all said we would. I think Clyde said, you said yes,
no,
right?
No, see, I think that the thing that Clyde and I probably differentiate between giving and taking, I want you to tell your radio audience that you would take it for $1 million.
Are you a giver or a taker?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I'm a giver. I think that you need to...
I didn't even think about the pitching or catching.
I'm a pitcher. I'm not a catcher.
Well, but I mean...
How do you know that for sure?
I was going to say, that depends on how big the other guy is. Ask any guy in prison about that. I don't think you get to choose that. I think it would have to be substantially upped, so to speak, if it was catching.
All right. I'm just starting to understand your fetish for the prison show that you talk about so often.
Yeah, well, I've always said that Hog Whitman ought to do a show about, so you're going to prison. Because, you know, Hog, as he's cop to it, Hog is not a secret. Yeah. Hog has talked about how he's been in prison.
I interviewed him once.
We totally ought to do some sort of a, guys love talking about prison. Guys, okay, like you watch Oz, it becomes very obvious guys get a prison thing. Yeah, I think I speak for Clyde and Sid on the Imus show here. Because now everybody... Was that this morning that Imus was doing that question? It's just in the air today.
I don't know.
I think you'd have to add some zeros, though, if it's catching.
It's that Joe Millionaire fever.
Completely.
I don't know if I could even put a figure on catching.
Yeah, because you have to add a zero to it at least.
Certainly, I'd pitch for $1 million.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well,
it's a hole.
No, you get. What is that?
And you guys don't care.
Oh, man. You see, but if a guy said that about his date, oh, man, we never hear the end of it. That's Jay. What are you going to do? It's a cozy. You know those things that the British have, tea cozies? My friend John, it's so horrible. My friend John used to refer to his girlfriend as his cozy.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
His what?
His cozy, a male anatomy, part of male anatomy.
Don't.
Like a tea cozy.
Don't even, yeah. Okay.
But not a tea cozy. It was a, he's like, yeah, she's my cozy.
You're just asking for it. She's sitting there asking me. And I'm not, yeah. No, I'm not
going
to tell her.
All I see you going, and making gestures at yourself.
I figured you would understand what a guy was referring to. What he's, anyway, all right. It's funny though.
What, cozy?
No, it's just funny the weird things guys focus on, because now Jay's attempting to parse the $1 million offer. Like, Jay's, he's totally like the law thing. He's like looking at subsection A, paragraph 2. Hold on, does this require cuddling afterwards? Does there have to be a bearskin rug involved? All right, we got this. Rick, I'm just weighing in on a Gabe topic. This is from Paul. It's been my experience of over 20 years of sex, some of it quite wild, that people who have never experienced wild times just don't believe it when others do. Especially guys, it seems, like to shout out phony for reasons of self-preservation. They just can't accept the stuff they haven't done has happened to others. And besides, why do they want to rain on the erotic parade? Even if Gabe's lying, so what? But anyway, so Paul here thinks that people are just hating. Oh, what a strange little show this is. Is this Paul from Dry County Crooks?
Yep.
Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, Paul from Dry County Crooks. One of the bands going to be appearing. We never even came up with a name for this show. That's happening this Saturday. Satyricon, 9:30. Barbarella, 800 Octane, Dry County Crooks, Pornstar Janitor, The Tim Riley Factor. I'm going to be there. Sarah will be there. Clyde will be there. What's up with you, Paul?
Hey, how's it going, Rick?
It's going on. Hey, we don't have a name for the show on Saturday.
That's one thing we fell short on.
You should call it New Year's Rick and Eve. New Year's Rick and Eve.
Even New Year's was... You're drunk. What are you talking
about?
There
you go.
If this show is a success, we'll put together a next one. The next one will have a name. This should be untitled. Untitled with the following five bands.
We could probably think of a title for it.
Probably. Somebody will come up with a title. So, here's the thing.
Collectively, we should be able to do something like that.
We're going to suck. So, you guys had better be good. You're going to be good, right?
We're sure going to try.
We can't all just suck.
And I've got a little bone to pick with you. Your best song is I Want to Be a Ramon, and you guys never play that.
Okay.
And you never talk about playing it.
Well, here's the thing.
And that's your best song.
Here's the thing about, the concept of a best Rick Emerson song is kind of an iffy prospect. But here's the thing about I Want to Be a Ramon. The songs, I mean, I like all dorky guys with guitars. I sit around and I write songs all the time. I know how to play it. Todd Gorger, our drummer, could probably play it. But the problem is that Kristen from accounting would have to learn it between now and Saturday, which I guess maybe she could do. If Kristen...
Right. If she recorded it and she could bring it home with her and would hit it at home.
If Kristen from accounting can learn I Want to Be a Ramon by Saturday, then maybe we'll have two songs to play. We can play I Wish I Had Soul, and we'll play I Want to Be a Ramon.
I think she could do it.
Maybe.
Yeah. I've got faith in her.
I've got a demo version of it recorded, which I don't have in front of me to play. Maybe I can play it tomorrow. I don't have a demo version in front of me to play. Maybe I'll play it tomorrow on the show. But I have a demo version. And I'm not trying to put any pressure on her, because if she can't, she can't. You know, she's got a life and a boyfriend and all that. If Kristen from accounting, though, if we all think we know I Want to Be a Ramon, we'll debut that on Saturday.
I really think you should.
Okay.
I think it's a great song.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay. It's a pretty good song, relatively speaking, for my little minor talent. So.
Right.
And then, so you all have played. I don't even know what order we're all going in.
Well, that was one of the reasons why I was calling. I thought I could bring a little order, no
please,
pun intended.
Please do.
To the whole thing here. I know Barbarella's starting it off, then 800 Octane's following, then we're following. And then the Tim Riley Factor, and then Porn Store Janitor.
All right, so Porn Store, so it's going in exactly the opposite order that I thought it was, because I thought that Barbarella was...
Oh, for real.
This is, by the way, and I have been cleared to say this, Saturday, it's Barbarella's last show.
Yeah.
Saturday at the Satyricon with all the bands, it's going to be the Barbarella's last show, so you should check it out, too. So let me write this down. So Barbarella, then 800 Octane.
Yeah.
Then y'all, Dry County Crooks.
Yeah.
Then the Tim Riley Factor. And then Porn Store Janitor to end it out.
That's it. Okay. And it is $5.
Okay, and it's $5, $5, five bands.
That's it.
All right, excellent.
Hey, and what about Hogg? I thought I heard you say yesterday that he was...
Turns out that Hogg's anniversary is on Saturday. And he said, Mrs. Whitman is making me take her to the beach. So
suppose I understand that.
Yeah, so there will be no Hogg, regrettably. But there'll be five bands, $5, at least four of the bands are going to be good. So excellent.
Right.
Well, I'll keep you up to speed. If I can get I Want to Be a Ramon demo done, play it on the air, get it to Kristen, we might have that on Saturday.
I think that would rule. I think you guys should do that.
All right. All right, man.
And hey, I'm sorry. Before I'm off, I want to say bye to Tony out there in Radio Land.
Yeah, it sucks. Tony's moving to Wisconsin. I didn't even know where in Wisconsin.
No. Yeah, I don't know either.
Wisconsin's a freaky place. It's all green and wet all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's okay. There you go. There's Paul from the Dry County Crooks. I guess Portland's. There are cows everywhere
it's
in Wisconsin,
the same
though.
Thing.
No, but Wisconsin's freaking cold, too, though. Wisconsin is butt cold. I auditioned for a gig in Wisconsin on a couple years ago, a radio job, and it is freaking cold in Wisconsin. It's windy, too.
Hey, I think Clyde has Kristen from accounting on the phone.
Oh, excellent. Welcome to the show, our friend and compatriot, Kristen from accounting. Hey.
Yeah.
So it never even occurred to me that we would have the I Want to Be a Ramon song as part of the set list, because I just...
As long as I don't have to say I want to be a Ramon.
It's only got one vocal. I mean, it's just me. I mean, I guess y'all
can
do
back. You know, the way
vocals.
I look at it, you know, if I can play Bach cello suites, I think I can do the I Want to Be a Ramon.
Oh, she says cuttingly.
Yeah.
A demo of it done and has everything but the vocals. I'll try to put some scratch vocals or something on it tonight.
But that's okay. It might be better without...
Oh, man. Why
she's saucy.
Why don't you come on down here? What, you been hanging out with Sarah? You taking your Sarah
She
injection?
Was here earlier.
Some
she
of the Sarah love.
Rubbing off on
of, you? Know.
Kristen came with a navel-revealing shirt on today.
What? Yeah, I had the girls show me their navels today.
What?
Great.
No one told me.
Yeah.
Kristen
was her hair, and I saw
See, all you
navel.
Have to do is ask, Rick.
Oh, yeah, because that always works for me. Can I see your navel? Whack. Get a handbag across the face.
You're obviously asking the wrong people.
Yeah, clearly. Maybe I should just add numbers game. Just stand down. Now, between that, like Matt used to, between Matt and his whole business of inspecting Christina's panty lines, and now Clyde, show me your navels. What is he, the king? Dance for, entertain me. Bring me the fool.
Bring on the dancing girl.
Surely, what is that about? You got palm fronds you're waving at him too?
Jesus. Probably. Apparently, it is Matt, you know.
Apparently, it doesn't even take $1 million when it's Clyde. Jesus. Show me your navel. Yes, okay. I show you the navel. You're like a Stepford accountant.
Yeah.
All right, well, I don't know if you're going to be around tonight or maybe tomorrow morning. I'll hook you up with the demo. We see if we can learn it.
Yeah, I'll get it from you at some point.
All right. See
Alrighty,
you.
Dude.
All right, sister. And there's Kristen from accounting. Saturday's going to be the biggest disaster. Just the biggest, not from the other
band. That doesn't have any keyboard in it, does it?
No.
Oh, thank God. Can I play a tambourine or something?
Yeah, you have to stand on stage, though. That's the thing. It's because you can do the Betty from the Archies. You can shake
the
tambourine.
I am all for that if it has no keyboard.
Shake your tambourine.
She just said I can hear your navel anytime, so I'm pretty happy.
You're a dick.
I didn't say that. Kristen said that.
This is why no one likes you.
What are you doing? You show me your navel, won't you?
I don't want to.
Were you talking about me? I didn't say that.
No.
What are you, Lothario? What are you, Bluebeard over there? What are you doing?
No, it's just that, you know, I ask a girl, show me your navel. She shows me her navel. No biggie.
It's like Matt. You know, Matt just says aloud to no one, I want a bag of gold and a car, and it just appears. I want to go to Florida. It appears.
I'm hungry. I want a pizza.
Yeah, seriously. I just say nothing. Here's, I sit over here and kvetch about my life for, you know, what do I get? And, you know, the thing is, for me, it's like this misdirected alchemy where I'm like, I want a car. Tim gets a car. I want a laptop. Listener gets a laptop. I want food, you know, the and then the freaking gift certificate goes to Matt.
You're like Aunt Esmeralda from Bewitched. You wish for something, something else happens.
Seriously, that's completely what I am. Yeah. All right, we got Clyde Lewis with news at Ground Zero, which maybe involves some, you know, some nudity. Here in just a few. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. It's a Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KFDK.
Yeah, so don't go anywhere.
Every jam we play, we break two needles. The three of us, but we're not the Beatles. My name is Dad. You can call him D. You can call me Dad. Or you can call him DMC. People always ask, DMC, what does it mean? People never heard. And people mostly clean.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Oh, we still haven't talked about Joe Millionaire.
I know, I watched it. Oh, it was so great.
Well, okay, well
wait, let me just say one thing. 20 ballroom dresses, 20 girls having a free-for-all in this room trying to get... Oh, man.
We'll talk about it here.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 1-800-737-5955. Like is in about 20. Followed by the world-famous Phil Henry Show. All right, so I'll try to get the I Want to Be a Ramon demo done tonight. Rude as it is.
Joe Millionaire.
Oh, so Joe Millionaire. Well, let's... Do we want to pretend to do the news at Ground Zero then?
Well,
did you watch Joe Millionaire?
No.
What?
Well, this is the deal. I wanted to watch it, but I went over to a friend's house... And his roommate absolutely refused to watch it.
Now, you all know that I hate reality television.
Yeah, so does she. And she said, I don't want to watch it. And Clyde, we don't want to watch it, right?
I hate reality. There's no one who hates reality TV more than I, the Osbournes being the sole exception. But this, I'm watching. It's funny how we all have the one chink in our... We're like Geek Check. We're like Smog the Dragon. We all have the one little chink in our armor where they can hit us. And they finally found mine, and I think most of the dudes in the audience. Because reality TV is for women. You know?
I've never watched any reality series except for this one.
See, Lara. So, see, the reality, like Survivor, they like to pretend it's about scorpions and snakes and surviving and fire, but it's not. It's about relationships and double-crossing. And it's more relationship-oriented, so it's for women. This is totally something that guys will watch, too.
And the positioning of the show is so great, how they paint him out to be this nice, wholesome guy. Okay that he's treating these girls
totally
the way he does.
He seems like a good guy. He seems like, and maybe it's an act, but he totally seems...
He's really doofy.
He seems like totally Matthew McConaughey will play him in the movie of this. He's just kind of this aw shucks, hard-working blue-collar. Not dumb, but not too bright. You know, not a learned man, but he's got street smart, common sense.
Did you pick any favorites yet?
From the women?
Yeah, I picked Dislike. I hate Mojo.
Heidi. I hate that Heidi.
I hate
woman.
Heidi and Mojo. They're awful.
Oh, my God. Did you watch Joe Millionaire, Tim?
Did not.
Oh, so we're alone here. I did nothing.
Us and 10 million people who
Heidi
have...
is...
Heidi was something else.
Heidi's a bad one.
The ballroom scene when she grabbed two or three dresses.
Who's the woman that's got her cakes hanging out? The woman with just a huge rack.
Oh, the one with the green dress with like triangles covering it?
I think. And the guy was like, she has a great smile. And it's not that she has a great smile, but she has these double D
breasts. Oh, that's Melissa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has these huge breasts hanging out. But she has such a nice smile. But he's such a nice guy, you want to believe him, you know? But they winnowed it down quickly, man. They kicked 8 women out already.
I know. Next week, I think it's already down to 7.
How
is what the lady was
the
saying.
How many weeks does the show go, though?
It said 7 episodes.
No, really?
Yeah.
Only 7? See, because I was already thinking, oh God, I don't want to have to wait 22 weeks to.
They're doing it all one big one clump.
7 episodes. I wonder if they'll tease us by doing the occasional rerun to make it like 12 weeks. I don't think I can.
Probably.
Stand it. Man, I'm telling you right now. We all know that the final episode of this is going to be huge. I mean, the ratings last night were like. What were the ratings, Tim, on Joe Millionaire?
19 million watched.
So, I'm telling you right now, the climax of Joe Millionaire is going to be huge.
Oh, well, we went to a bar to watch it last night, and I called in advance and asked them if we could use their big TV to watch it. And halfway through, every single person in the entire bar was just around the TV. Even the bartender stopped what they were doing.
Oh, man, it's going to be gigantic. And I'm already sucked right in. I mean, I'm already sucked in, and it's only one, you know. All right. Is this about Joe Millionaire? That's easy. How do you pronounce your name?
It's Ballroom Gabe.
Crystal Ballroom Gabe.
Oh, Crystal. It said Ballroom, and it was like you were a hobbit or something. What do you got?
Hey, I saw Joe Millionaire last night. And how dare any female say that he's an evil person? Because he explained at the very beginning of the show why he was doing it. That he gets dates, he goes out with a woman, and then he says, yeah, I'm a construction worker for $19,000 a year, and then he can't get the
dates.
Oh, there's nothing.
But how dare anybody say he's an evil, rotten person?
And you know, the thing is, somebody on Like Us had a great point yesterday. This is brilliant. Somebody suggested to Tom that they do a double cross, where they go, yeah, I'm a millionaire, and then at the end reveal, no, I'm not a millionaire. And then when the woman dumps him, go, yeah, but I really am a millionaire. I mean, that's just brilliant. I wish they would do that. And, you know, I'm not going to single out one particular gender for this, but you know what? Dating is all about lying. We all know that. Especially if somebody's hard to get, or you either just want love without having to give sex, or you just want sex without having to give love. Dating's all about lying. It's either, these are my real breasts, or, yeah, I'll respect you in the morning. Everybody lies.
Yeah, putting makeup on your face is kind of a lie.
Yeah,
putting on clothes that you bought at the Gap is kind of a lie.
We all
taking
lie.
Taking a shower and putting on cologne is kind of a lie.
We all lie. Every one of us. We all lie. It's not he said, she said. It's like he lied, she lied. That's what dating is. And I'm not trying to be cynical. It's just true.
Oh, it's completely true. And it's based on lies from the beginning.
There you go. That's game.
Can't get any worse.
Get Steve. You're on Hot Talk 1080 K. What's up?
Hey, Rick. Last night I was checking out FARC, and the Smoking Gun had a link up there about this Joe Millionaire guy. And a couple years ago, he modeled banana hammock underwear for $1,000.
Yeah.
He had some nice pictures of him with his package hanging out, and he was all oiled up and stuff.
They said he was not even a construction guy and part-time model.
Yeah, part-time model. And he's not a very good construction guy if he's only making $19,000 a year.
Well, yeah, because they got unions. But there's one quick thing about
this. I'm in construction. I'm not in a union, and I make three times that much money.
One observation about Joe Millionaire is this, is, you know, because we were like, well, are we going to feel sorry for these girls? Are we going to feel... And, you know, the thing is... Bad people get what bad people get. You know, that's the thing.
I'm so glad my girlfriend's roommate's recording the whole season for me.
Yeah.
So.
It's like if you are only interested in anybody because they've got money, it's like that you can't base, it's like the inverted pyramid. You can't base so much on so little and expect it to support itself.
Well, and also, to tell you the truth, if he's not a millionaire now, he will be after this show's over. There's no doubt.
Well, that's the other discussion we were having is he going to get laid after this because they're going to go, oh, you were on TV and you're the Joe Millionaire guy, or are they going to go, oh, you deceived women, I'm never sleeping with you. And we decided he's going to be a millionaire. Yeah, he's going to be a millionaire after this. All right, we'll come back with Clyde Lewis and all that. It's 503-250-TEN-80. It's the Rick Emerson Show. He's Run DMC.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, let's welcome down to the show our good friend and compatriot Clyde Lewis for news at Ground Zero. What's up with you?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to say that I'll be on... it'll be the 11th Saturday, starting 11th Saturday, 7 p.m. Channel 11. I'll be on Mad as Hell TV. I've already been on there on Channel 22.
I saw a little bit of that, and it looked pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm on there. And coming up this weekend, we're going to be talking with the Church of Satan.
Oh, well, okay. Bring the kids. Get Mom.
Yeah, we're bringing on Rex Church for the Church of Satan, and also Peter Gilmore, who's the high priest of the Church of Satan. The reason why we're going to do it is because we're going to talk about infiltration of satanic powers within certain groups and organizations. And,
okay.
And, you know,
okay.
One of those shows. You know, we had a good cloning show last week.
This is going to be one of those ones we get letters about.
Yeah. We had a good cloning show last week.
Oh, your cloning show, by the way, I don't know, you archive your show?
No.
Okay, well, it's too bad.
You don't, no.
If you missed Clyde's show last Friday, which would have been this third, you interviewed a guy from Clone Aid, and frankly, and I'll be honest, I was prepared for you to just do the Larry King, throw him out your softball questions, totally kiss his ass, And I just said that because I know that you kind of at least tend to decide with the cloners. And so I thought, oh, he's just gonna you know, be brown nose on this guy. But it was great. It was a great interview. I mean, to Cop Fox's thing, it was totally fair and balanced. I mean, it was an absolutely professional, the best single piece of interviewing I've heard done about the cloning thing.
Well, thank you. We also were able to divulge from them the locations of the other clones being born, and also the location of the
cow. You got some good stuff out of them.
So we had that. If you didn't hear the show, you missed out. We scooped everybody.
Yeah, it was the best piece of news I've heard about the cloning was your show on it. I mean that sincerely.
Yeah, I appreciate that because we were really happy with the show, and I think that if people listen to the show and realize that we do serious journalism along with all the other stuff, and they'll realize that they'll get the story before it becomes a 6 o'clock news. We usually do that. I mean, Tim listens. So.
Serious journalism. And then Church of Satan this weekend.
Church of Satan, bring the kids. Also, combat psychology. We're going to be talking about that, too. We're going to have a combat psychologist on the program to talk about the psychology of winning wars and fighting them.
And then Clyde will be at the Satyricon this Saturday.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Along with 800 Octane, porn star janitor, Dry County Crooks, and Barbarella. Barbarella's last show. Tim Riley Factor there, too. And hopefully playing a new song. Maybe. We can get it together. All right, we got all the stuff we didn't get to. We didn't get to the funny diseases list. Damn me to hell. And I still, for the second day in a row, I haven't gotten to the thing about Israeli Arab porn. God, I hate me. All right. Well, anyway, tomorrow we'll be joined by Betsy. We'll have another top five. More from Julie at the front desk. More details on the gig coming up Saturday. Your phone calls and all that. We got Lycus in about 7 minutes, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry show. So we want to thank Gary Baumgart from CNN Radio, Matt Peterson, Julie from the front desk, all the fans who called in today, everybody from porn store janitor and Dry County Crooks, Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom, Clyde Lewis in for Sarah Dillon, who is in turn in the executive producer's chair today. As always, do not let the bastards grind you down. See you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Bye, y'all.
David Bowie.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.